Okay. Just wanted to preface my words by being makir tov to both Jonah and Avi for creating this incredible initiative, both of them, that both amplifies and magnifies the kultur atmosphere of the Space Madrash. So hopefully here we'll have a question, we'll have three mfarshim, we'll have five answers, nine explanations, and we'll wrap it up with a connection to this tekufa that we find ourselves in, as well as the overall theme of Ritzifus, which this chavura, as well as this chavura, encapsulates so beautifully. I timed myself last night, it was 5 minutes and 11 seconds. It's going to be a shtickle longer than that, but we'll see. So in Parshas Tetzaveh, we're introduced to one of the most prominent components of the Kohen Gadol's attire, the Choshen Mishpat, an accessory that bears tremendous significance and, of course, shares a name with the section of Shulchan Aruch that discusses monetary and financial laws, which is obviously very fitting to discuss in a year that we're learning Baba Basra as a yeshiva. So the Chidah asks, why exactly the word Mishpat is added here? Would Choshen not have been sufficient? After all, many of the other Begadim have just one word. So why the need for two? And he explains that Klal Yisrael waits for the ultimate Geula through Mashiach, and the key to achieving such redemption is through righteousness and justice, as we see from the Navi Yeshaya, as well as the Medrash in Devarim, which says that the observance of charity and justice will bring Mashiach. And he also points out that the word Choshen and the word Mashiach both have the gematria of 358. And it's worth noting that the phrase Geula Krova has the same numerical value as well, demonstrating that the true way to merit Mashiach is through Mishpat, true and honest judgment. And just a side note, the year 358 CE was also the year of the last universally binding decision of the Sanhedrin. And what was that? It was to create a universally fixed Hebrew calendar, which is especially fitting considering the fact that A, the Sanhedrin is fundamentally based on Mishpat, and two, Hebrew calendar, we're in the middle of Adar Aleph. So I thought that was just a nice tie-in. And we see a similarly fascinating answer from Rashi, who quotes a Gemara in Zvachim, Pei Chesem Ad Beis, as well as a Yerushalmi Yoma, that the adornment is called a Choshen Mishpat because it serves as an atonement, a kapara of sorts, of errors made in rulings and judgment. And he says that the word Mishpat is a triple entendre. It has three different meanings. It's talking about the claims of the litigants, the verdict, and the execution of whatever the sentence is. After all, the Choshen Mishpat contains the Urim V'Tumim, which explains statements and provides us with a tremendous amount of clarity. And when the Kohen Gadol had a lack of certainty regarding a certain law, he would consult Hashem and receive his answer through the illuminated letters on the plate. Justice clearly is no small matter, and the quest for truth and emes and fairness would be thoroughly pursued until the most supreme court of all, the spiritual jurisdiction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, one of the most fascinating comments on this question comes from Rabbeinu Bechaye, who quotes a book called Sefer Ha'avonim, written by Aristotle, which says that for each stone to carry out its special function, the wearer has to have a certain state of purity. If the wearer is tamei, the stones will either completely lose their powers or weaken significantly. But once a person's metaher themselves, the stone will return to its full power. And the reason for this, says Rabbeinu Bechaye, is because of the upper spiritual power that the stone has. Just as we see in Bereishis Rabbah that each herb and plant has its counterpart in Shemayim that provides it with its individual fortune and mazel, even Aristotle says that each gemstone contains some sort of power given to it by celestial sources, a koach elyonim, and therefore this Choshen Mishpat serves as an indicator and verifier of Tara. So clearly purity is a prerequisite for us to be able to harness our full capabilities in life, as well as a complete attainment of the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to understand that each of us has our own special capabilities and unique capacities. And it's up to every single one of us on an individual level to take complete advantage of these talents and remain pure and yashar. And as we see from the Choshen Mishpat, a combination of justice, righteousness, and spiritual purity to maintain a state of virtuousness and worthiness will allow us to merit and be zoche, open eyes to the Dvar Hashem, and eventually a full redemption. But nonetheless, we still have a major question that's unanswered here. What exactly is the connection between the Choshen Mishpat and the theme of Ritzifus, as well as the incredible chevra that we have here and the tekufa that we all find ourselves in? So among the many questions that a post-yeshiva bachur may confront during their time in YU, three of the most common topics and ideas that come up are attire, lashon hara, and academic integrity, which seem to have no shaychus to each other whatsoever. So it's incredibly easy for a person to grapple with all the nuances and struggles that these topics entail, whether it be considering what sort of clothing is most appropriate for them to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu by following the model of B'nai Malachim outlined by the Gemara in Shabbos, or in the Or HaChaim in Parshas Kedoshim, or dealing with sharing information and details about professors, shidduchim, roommates, and chavrusas, or navigating the exceptionally gray areas of academic integrity in their classes that are only intensified by ridiculous curves lackadaisical professors, and the taivas that come with an easy A. However, if there's one universal theme that we can find in the answers of Rashi, the Chidah, and Rabbeinu Bechaye, it's that honesty, purity, and virtue will always serve as fundamental principles of Kedusha and Yiddishkeit. Regardless of what sort of wardrobe a person keeps during their formative years in YU and beyond, the most crucial adornment of Levush, obviously, is the combination of Yashrus, Tzidkus, and Yirah Shemayim, the Idach Perusha. And we should be zocha to continue, with great ritzifus, of course, to model ourselves bitzelem elokim, striving our best each and every day to be part of a mamlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh, with our own personal choshen mishpat draped over our sleeves as well as our hearts. Shkoyach chevra.